It's KBIA 91.3 FM. We've been talking with some of the folks over at the MU Department of Human Development and Family Science. It's hdfs.missouri.edu. And we're joined today by Associate Teaching Professor Melissa Herzog, and she is going to tell us about positive youth development. And welcome to you.
Thank you so much.
Tell me about positive youth development, because that's one of those terms that sounds very easy to understand on the surface, but there's a whole lot going into it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of science behind it. So positive youth development is both a set of principles and practices, but all really centered within the goal of helping young people to thrive now during their youth and their formative years, but also to help them thrive as they transition into adulthood, to really set them up for success.
Now, Dr. Herzog, we have been talking recently, the last three or four folks from HDFS that have come over here, about little bitty kids.
Yeah.
You're talking about older kids.
I am. So in our program, we are really focused on typically ages 12 to 24. Some of the principles that we engage in positive youth development certainly can also apply to middle childhood. So think of like your elementary school age kiddos. But again, it's the idea that if we give young people opportunities to learn and to practice new skills, if we give them new skills, teach them some things, and if we do all of that within an environment of supportive relationships that help foster their growth and understanding, that we can help young people to thrive.
We are talking about this as a something that I think a lot of people would think of as a setting within a classroom and a teacher in the front and a social studies textbook in front of us. But we were talking earlier, this is something that applies in a lot of areas of a young person's life.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I like to say is anywhere that young people are, positive youth development can exist. And so certainly that can be the case in a K-12 classroom, right? How do we help young people to learn the subjects that they need to learn? But also, how do we help them be good learners and to work well with others? There are a lot of those skill sets that are really needed to be successful academically and then later on in careers. So K-12 classrooms are one setting, but positive youth development is really something that can cut across a wide variety of settings. And so in the online master's program that I teach and advise in, we work with professionals all over the country who work with young people in a wide variety of settings. And so some are K-12, some may be after school or summer camp type programs. So you're out of school time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe programs like 4-H or other extension-based programs that offer opportunities for leadership and civic engagement. It could be things like foster care or juvenile justice, right? How do we help young people who may be experiencing a little bit more risk or challenge in their environments to still thrive and to do well in those things? Also includes things like faith-based organizations or STEM programs or really anything that helps a young person sort of think about their interests and learn new skills.
Dr. Melissa Herzog, our guest from the Human Development and Family Science Department here at Mizzou. We talked earlier about finding a spark. Tell me about spark.
Absolutely. So I mentioned that positive youth development is sort of both principle and practice. One of the big principles in positive youth development as an approach to working with young people is to help them to find their spark. And that really just means, where does their interest lie? What gets them excited? What do they feel good at? What are they motivated to do? And so for some kids, that's going to be sports. For some, it's going to be academics. It might be dance, STEM. Community service is another way that a young person can express their spark. But it's much like an adult, right? We want to find the things that get us excited and get us out of bed in the morning. We want that for young people too. And we find that when a young person has something in their life where they're getting to learn and do something that they enjoy, and with people that help to foster that enthusiasm and that development, that really bleeds over into growth and development in other areas of their life, socially, academically. They're just sort of more all around motivated and thriving.
And sometimes you have to look a little bit for that. And if you've got a young person who the one thing they're really good at is running their big mouth, even they can find a place, their spark somewhere along the way there. You put a microphone in front of them and...
That's right. That might be a young person who's really interested in things like media studies
or
debate team, if that's sort of where their spark and their talents lie.
Fantastic. Well, you can find out more about what's going on with that and all of the other research and study that's going on at the Department of Human Development and Family Science. Their website is hdfs.missouri.edu. And we have been speaking with Melissa Herzog. Thank you for your time. This was a fun visit.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. Thanks so much.